And the first premise is that industrial civilization, civilization entirely, but especially industrial civilization, is not and can never be sustainable. Industrial civilization is not and can never be sustainable. A few years ago, I was riding in a car with my friend George Drafin, and I was just making conversation. I said, so George, if you could live at any level of technology that you wanted, what would it be? And George is a very nice guy, but sometimes he is kind of a curmudgeon. And that day he was not in a very good mood, and he said, Derek, that's a really stupid question. We can fantasize whatever we want, but the truth is there's only one level of technology that's sustainable, and that's the Stone Age. And we will be there again someday, and the only question really is what's left of the world when we get there. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that any way of living based on the use of non-renewable resources won't last. In fact, I would say it takes anybody but a rocket scientist to figure that one out. And I mean, if you have a finite amount of some resource and you're using it up, eventually you're going to run out. And so you would think that if you have an economy that's based on, I don't know, let's take a random example, oil, that you would consider what's going to happen when this oil runs out. And I'm going to take it a step further, and I'm going to say that any way of living that's based on the hyper-exploitation of renewable resources won't last. If every year there are fewer salmon return than the year before, eventually you'll run out. If every year there are fewer passenger pigeons return than the year before, eventually you'll run out. You know, 90% of the large fish in the oceans are gone. I mean, think about this in terms of like finding a sexual partner. I mean, imagine if you're a woman, say, look around and just imagine if 90% of the guys over 5 feet tall are gone. So basically what that means is you get a bunch of 12-year-olds that you have for possible partners. I really don't want to take that any further. So any way of living that's based on the hyper-exploitation of renewable resources won't last. I know that we're always told that, you know, natural selection, evolution is based on survival of the fittest. You know, it's basically those who can exploit resources the best are the ones who survive. And this shows the stupidity of our culture. I can disprove the idea that evolution is based on that sort of competition. I can disprove that in one sentence if you give me two semicolons. And that's those creatures who've survived in the long run have survived in the long run, semicolon. You don't survive in the long run by hyper-exploiting your surroundings, semicolon. You survive in the long run by actually improving your habitat. Dolores LaChapelle just died, and she taught me that when you think about natural selection, instead of thinking of survival of the fittest, think of survival of the fit. It's how well you fit into your surroundings. That's what really determines whether you survive in the long run. Okay, I'm going to take this a step further and say that any way of life that's based on the use of resources won't last. And the reason I say that is because resources don't exist. Salmon don't consider themselves a fisheries resource, and trees don't consider themselves a timber resource. They're just salmon, they're just trees. And this is really important because R.D. Lang wrote this great book called The Politics of Experience, and it's a wonderful, wonderful book, and you should read it for yourself, but I'm going to give you a Cliff Notes version, which is that the way you experience the world influences how you behave. And the way you perceive the world influences how you behave. And a great example of that, there's a line by a Canadian lumberman, when I look at trees, I see dollar bills. And if when you look at trees, you see dollar bills, you're going to treat them one way. If when you look at trees, you see trees, you're going to treat them another way. And if when I look at this particular tree, I see this particular tree, I'm going to treat it differently still. Same with salmon. If when I look at salmon, I see dollar bills, I'm going to treat them one way. If when I look at salmon, I see salmon, I'm going to treat them another way. If when I look at this particular salmon, I see this particular salmon, I'm going to treat her a different way still. It's the same with women. If when I look at women, I see orifices, I'm going to treat them one way. If when I look at women, I see women, I'm going to treat them another way. If when I look at this particular woman, I see this particular woman, I'm going to treat her differently still. That's absolutely crucial. And the fact that I perceive a salmon as a salmon doesn't mean that I can't eat that fish.